I jokingly call this podcast Everybody's in a Cult Except Me. And, you know, a little bit of self-satire there, but I know you felt that way also sometimes. Because you and I, we move through the world with an open mind. We're open to new information. We're open to topics that the mainstream would call fringe. Like, for example, we're interested in whether there are extraterrestrials, right? Or we're interested in quantum physics. We're interested in, you know, remote viewing or, you know, supernatural phenomenon, all kinds of things. And that's normal and healthy, actually, to have a lot of different interests. But we're also critical thinkers. And, you know, we're not afraid to ask big questions about lots of things, even if we take a lot of heat for doing so. Like, I remember when I was teaching chapters of the Bible, and then, you know, everybody was cool with that until I started saying, let's look at the history of how the Bible was actually compiled and all the parts that were left out or taken out, like Enoch, the book of Enoch, etc., the book of giants. And then some people started to get nervous. Oh, you can't question it, right? So you hit that barrier with a lot of different people on many different topics. And you come to realize that for the most part, everybody is in a cult. They're just different cults, different belief systems that they've never thought about. They've never challenged them. And some of those cults can be like a science cult, which is all the people that love Fauci and love vaccines, and they believe in virology. They believe, even though it doesn't make any sense, actually, the whole contagion theory doesn't pan out. But it doesn't matter. They believe that all pharmaceuticals are good. So they're in a science cult, or sometimes it's called scientism. But I think it's just called a science cult. And then you find out, like, lots of people are in this sort of Zionist cult, this sort of end times, you know, apocalyptic, messianic, like the world's got to end for Jesus to come back and everything. And it's like, whoa, why are you accelerating us to the end of the world? You know, that's bonkers. Even if you believe that Jesus is coming back, why are you in such a hurry to end the world? You know what I mean? Like, maybe let's not start World War III. And lots of people are in lots of different cults. There's, of course, the leftism cult, which is sort of the climate cult combined with the LGBT cult. So the climate cult is completely insane. And the people who believe in that cult, they think that carbon dioxide is bad for plants somehow. And then, you know, you got the LGBT transgenderism cult, which thinks that you can chop up babies' genitals to heal them. It's like, that's crazier than the ancient Aztecs and Mayans that would, like, toss children down the steps of the pyramids, you know, in Central and South America and so on. Like, that's crazy. That's some kind of weird priesthood cult child sacrifice thing. And then you realize not that much has changed, because we still have all this child sacrifice stuff going on. It's called abortion. There's the abortion cult and the organ harvesting aspects of that, that a lot of people who are into that, they love that. They praise that. They celebrate that. It's a cult. It's a total cult. And then here's one that a lot of people don't think about, but many people are minions of the government obedience cult. They think that government is their savior and that whatever government tells you to do, you have to do it. Oh, they mail you a form. You have to fill it out. Yeah, I don't fill them out. I throw them away. Nothing happens. Trust me. It's lost in the mail. I don't know. It's in the garbage. It got burned up. It got flooded out. It's gone. Whatever. You can't even prove you sent it to me. So go pound sand. But people are in government cults. And those are the people who took all the vaccines, too, by the way. Those are the people who they think that the IRS needs our money to fund the government. You know, laughable, laughable. They can print all the money they need. They don't need your money. They're taking it from you to keep you down, obviously. But there's the government obedience cult. And then there's the transhumanism cult, which is the people who think that they're going to merge with the machines. They're going to achieve longevity by abandoning their human bodies and uploading their consciousness to silicon, and they're going to live forever in an AI engine or something. Can you imagine? Those people are insane, because if they actually do that, I mean, think about the process of doing that, right? So you put on like a brain scan device. It scans your brain, and then it makes a copy of your neurology. It puts it in the machine. And then what? Are you supposed to kill yourself to finish the transfer? It doesn't make any sense. All you've done is you've created an avatar version of you in the machine that's mimicked some of your neurology and the way you speak and so on. But it doesn't transfer your soul and your consciousness to the machine, okay? So it's just really it's an elaborate techno-suicide cult. That's really all it is. It's suicide cultists who think that, you know, I can clone myself to an avatar in a machine and then that's the new God or whatever. So there's those people. And then there's the cult of the techno-enhanced humans who want to be augmented with all kinds of technology. They want everything embedded, injected, surgically implanted. Like, give me everything. Like, put it, you know, replace my eyeballs, you know, have the brain implants. And I just want to become like a cyborg, you know. There's that element in society that's also completely crazy. Anyway, you put all this together and you realize that hence the title of this podcast, everybody's in a cult except for me. And I'm talking about you too. You know, I mean, I'm exaggerating it a little bit. Most people are in a cult, but not you and I. And you know how you know that? You know why I'm saying this with credibility? Because if you've heard my podcast for any length of time, you've heard me say over and over again that I don't want you to worship, you know, me or anyone. I don't want you to lose your mind and just have, you know, obedience to a person or a figure or an institution. What do I always say over and over again? I want to encourage you to think for yourself, period. And I want to give you the tools to think for yourself, tools like our AI engine at brighteon.ai or, you know, free audiobooks. Like, you can download my audiobooks and you can listen to them for free. And you'll notice that in the audiobooks, I don't say anything crazy like, I'm your Messiah, you know, I'm your Jesus. No, it's like, you get educated, you get informed, make up your own mind. Your situation is unique. Your life goals are unique. I want you to be the best person that you can be in whatever, you know, goals and vision you have for yourself. How do you want to experience life? I just want to help you achieve that and help you stay as healthy and as wealthy, you know, and as happy as possible. I am not asking you to join any kind of cult or, you know, any kind of movement other than, I guess, just the decentralization movement, you could say, which is all about bringing power back to yourself. See, that's the difference. Every cult that I've mentioned so far wants you to hand over your power to somebody else and then to trust in them to tell you what to do. That's true with the scientism cult, the climate cult, the Zionism cult. You know, it's true in the government cult, especially. They love to tell you what to do. The medical cult, you know, all the ones I mentioned, the transhumanism cult, they want you to give up your power and merge with some kind of institution or system that then has control over you. I want you to do the opposite of that. I'm like the anti-cult person. So I want you to quit the cult and think for yourself. I want you to live a life that's decentralized. I want you to find your own sources of information and knowledge and skills. I want you to discover your own truths. I want you to experience and explore life from a first-person perspective instead of living it through someone else or believing just, you know, whatever sort of default belief systems that they spoon-fed you. And I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you already agree with me on this. That's why I said up front, you and I can both say the same thing. Like, everybody else is in a cult except us. That's not entirely true. We may know other people who are also not in a cult, but the vast majority of people are cult-like in their obedience to systems. And the reason they are that way is because it's convenient. It's the lazy brain way to move through the world is to just sign on to some kind of cult system and just be part of that club and just go along with everything they say. It's easy. It's cognitively low risk. But what you and I do, which is thinking critically and challenging things, and it doesn't mean we're always right, but we're always interested in the truth. We're always learning. But we don't hand over our power to anybody else. We don't automatically believe any institution or any authority figure or any so-called expert, including in science or medicine or government or finance, you know? I mean, look at the mainstream narratives on money and finance. They say, oh, don't buy gold. You know, it's an ancient relic. Oh, yeah, really? Well, why are all the central banks in the world buying it as fast as they can? If it's got no use in the banking system, why are all the banks buying it and loading up on it and stacking it, huh? You see, we challenge ourselves and we challenge the institutions. We don't swallow anything by default. And sometimes we have to check ourselves. Sometimes we have to correct ourselves and say, you know what? My first impression of that was wrong. I got that thing wrong. And I learned something since then. And now, you know, boom, here's the new revelation that we can share. Like, for example, during COVID, at first, I got it wrong. At first, I thought it was all real. I did. And I was very fearful of it because at the time, I believed in virology. Now, looking back, I know that they use virology to inflict fear upon people as a means of control and to get people to line up to be injected with, you know, deadly bioweapons to achieve depopulation and so on. But in the early days, I did not know that. And so I had to correct myself. And I did. And I did it publicly. I said, you know what? I was wrong about that. And now I know that virology is a fraud. And we have to have the courage to do that, each and every one of us. You might believe something right now that you find out 5 years from now just isn't true. Or you might find that there are gaps in your knowledge. And I found that out too. For example, even with all my focus on nutrition and herbs and natural medicine and so on, I had a big gap, which was light. And I have addressed that gap. I've brought light into my life, you know, sunlight, jogging outdoors in the sun. And that was something that I was missing. And you might find there's something that's missing in your worldview also that needs to be added. So we're always amending our worldviews based on new information, which means we're also expanding our knowledge base and expanding our wisdom based on new information. Whereas somebody who is obedient to a cult, they can never learn anything new. You notice that the science cult people, they can never learn that vaccines are dangerous. They can never learn that a prescription drug is dangerous. They can never learn anything that goes against their financial interests that are pro-pharma, pro-FDA, etc. They're incapable of learning new things, which is one of the signs of being in a cult, is that you can't take in information that challenges your cult belief system because the cult is a mental prison for those people. And, you know, this is also true, I've noticed about, like, Zionism, like Christian Zionists who believe so strongly in, you know, that Israel is the country that's going to save us all and that therefore the means justify the end. And even if Israel has to slaughter, you know, millions of people, it's all worth it because Jesus is coming to save us. Like you can't even talk to those people in a way that in any way challenges that belief system because it's just been so ingrained into their reality, they can't get outside of that, period. It's like trying to talk to a transgender person, like a biological man pretending to be a woman, and you're like, hey, there's no such thing as transgenderism. You're just a cross-dresser, and you know, you're playing a role. You're LARPing. You're basically, you're not a tranny, you're a LARPer. LARP means L-A-R-P, live action role play. So yeah, you're a LARPer. You're a man pretending to be a woman and cross-dressing as a woman. But they can't see that. They're like, no, I am a woman. It's ma'am. No, you're not, actually. That's what a LARPer would say, though. So good job on the LARP. You know, you're really role-playing very well. Nice job. Give that man a round of applause. But you're not a woman, period. I mean, you're not a woman with a period. You're not a woman because you can't reproduce. You don't have the hardware for it. and you can't just swap it out, it turns out. So, but it doesn't matter, because again, everybody's in a cult except you and me. And so when you talk to people, and you probably noticed this, I'm sure you have, when you talk to people about topics that challenge people's reality, they lose their minds. They lose their minds. It's all of a sudden everything, we can't talk about that. We can't go there. Like, people believe in masks. There's almost a mask cult. Like, some people loved masks so much that they just continued to wear them even long after the COVID scare. They're still wearing masks right now. Some of them wearing a mask in their own car. It's like the mask became a security blanket. It's like, so you're kind of like a, I don't know, like children suck a thumb. Yeah, you're wearing a mask. It's like an adult version of thumb sucking. You know, you're wearing a mask because it makes you feel comfortable to have something touching your lips, I guess. I don't know. it's that kind of weird cult-like behavior, but some people are really into that, and they become dependent on the mask behavior. Now, believing in any cult will get you into trouble because it makes you blind to reality. Just like the mask cult people can't realize that the masks are actually harming them. Or, you know, the science cult people are actually, they're injecting themselves with deadly bioweapons that sometimes kill them. And even when they die, they still don't realize it. I wonder if their souls are like, you know, I got killed by the thing that I thought was going to save me. I wonder if the soul is like screaming down from heaven. It's like, how could I be so stupid? You know, but we never hear that because we don't hear from the dead. As far as I know, because I'm not using Ouija boards and stuff. That's probably a Ouija board cult, come to think of it. Surely there's a satanic cult. I mean, that goes without saying. So the bottom line is, of course, the reason I'm recording this is because I just want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, which is thinking for yourself. That's going to serve you very, very well. And it doesn't mean you can't be part of groups. It doesn't mean you can't, you know, go to church or be published in a science journal or, you know, go to a climate conference or whatever. Just don't make a belief system your entire identity if that belief system makes you blind to the world. I say, take from every teaching the parts that work for you, to that are also based on values, morality, integrity, of course, but the parts that work for you to help you achieve your life's mission, which hopefully is a mission that benefits others. Be a good person. I taught this during my Bible sermons. I said, be a good person. And it's actually not that hard to be a good person, it turns out. It's very easy to be a good person. You just have to treat people with dignity and respect and take steps to share your knowledge or your abundance with the world. You know, help the people around you. Have compassion. Be of assistance. It's actually not that hard. This is, I kind of jokingly said, that based on the rules of entering heaven, as described here and there in the Bible, in the book of Revelation especially, if you look at the rules, it's like, yeah, I can do this. This is not crazy difficult. And it's amazing that so many people fail. They fail to be a good person because they get focused on greed and power, you know. And then some of those people become cult leaders, and then they exploit other people to, you know, to maximize their own personal power, and then they get suckers to go along with them to be part of their cult. So just think for yourself as you're doing. Take the parts from every system of learning or instruction or belief systems, take the parts that work for you, that are congruent with your life goals, that are congruent with morality, and then live your best life. You know, be healthy, be honest, operate with integrity, have generosity, give to people, and to the extent that you can, practice forgiveness, have patience with people. Not that I'm always perfect on all of that. Sometimes I'm very impatient with people. If they're evil, you know, if they're harming others, I can become very impatient. But we can all do better. We can all do better. It doesn't mean to walk through the world you know, blind to reality. You got to deal with problems sometimes, but you can walk through the world with a sense of optimism and a sense of decentralized personal power. And that's what I encourage you to do. Be a good person, take care of yourself, pursue your life's goals, and help others. You know, it's a very simple formula. And no matter what faith you follow, in every faith that's ever been taught in the world, you go to heaven or the equivalent of heaven if you do those things. In every faith, you do. Yeah, you don't even have to go to any particular church. You don't have to attend church to be a good person in the eyes of God, it turns out. I mean, Jesus was walking around the countryside, having church wherever people would gather. It doesn't have to be a building. Church is within you. It's within you and your community, you know? I mean, that's what church actually means, but whatever. We'll talk about that another time. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. And yeah, thanks for listening. Be well. Take care. All right, checking gold prices today. And this is the first week of October, and we're almost at $4,000 an ounce. I've got on my screen here, $39.84. Gold is rising very rapidly. And also silver prices, although a little bit more flat today, they're very close to $48. Silver's probably going to cross 50 pretty soon. Now, don't take this as financial advice. Do your own research, but the trend is undeniable. Gold and silver are exploding in terms of dollar denomination because, of course, the value of the dollar is sinking. Dollars are being destroyed by money printing and debt spending, while gold and silver are doing their job by preserving wealth. And, of course, if you want to preserve your wealth, you need to get more gold and silver. We've partnered with the Battalion Metals Company. We've been working with them for years, actually. This is what used to be Treasure Island, and they launched this new online presence with new improved services. It's called Battalion Metals. You can reach them at metalswithmike.com. It takes you straight to Battalion Metals, and there you can shop for gold and silver coins from all the trusted mints. No shenanigans, no bait and switch, not trying to sell you weird, like 3-ounce numismatics that nobody wants or other weird odd coins. There's none of that garbage. This is a trustworthy, family-run business in precious metals that's been around literally for generations. They have discreet, insured delivery and vaulting services, including IRA vaulting. And seriously, check them out. Check out their prices. You can see their prices online in real time, so you can see that they're not playing, you know, rip-off games or anything like that. Honest pricing, honest products. Now, if you use discount code RANGER, if you place any order with them for physical delivery, use RANGER, they will waive the shipping insurance fee. And that saves you something. It's not a huge part of every sale, but every little bit counts. It helps you maximize the amount of metal you actually get. And I believe it's critical right now to have physical gold and silver in your hands. As the dollar collapses and as we face the possibility of a banking system collapse, and even ultimately a U.S. empire collapse that some people are predicting, something like the way the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. Well, if that happens, the dollar is toast. And then the value that you'll have left is either what you have in metals, what you have in property, what you have in hard assets. And at that point, you may want to consider also goldbacks, which are these. Here's a stack of goldbacks. I keep these on my desk because I hand them out to people. I give them to guests and other people. Each one of these right now is 1/1000th of an ounce of physical gold inside the gold back. And these are available in different denominations with larger amounts of gold in them. So the gold is actually in the gold back, and then these allow you to spend gold like cash. And people love them at farmers markets and certain merchants across different states. And more states are opening up for gold backs, and more states are recognizing gold and silver as legal tender as well. You know, not necessarily in this form, but in any form, just that gold and silver ounces are recognized as legal tender in many, many states, and more states are coming. So if you want to get goldbacks, go to our website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, where we explain what goldbacks are, and I share my lab testing results, because we actually melted these down using a kiln. And we did different types of tests. There's the melting test. There's the acid stone test for gold purity. And we weighed them on an analytical
balance in our lab to look at the actual gold mass. And then this is our ICP-MS for the gold atomic analysis. And then at the end, we produce this chart that you can see here. If you scroll down, here it is. This is the recovery chart. So out of goldbacks, how much was expected in terms of gold mass? Here's how much we recovered. So the least amount we recovered was about 102%. And the highest amount was 107%. That was out of the five goldback units. So you're actually getting slightly more than the promised amount of gold in the goldbacks. And this is critical because, you know, we have independently confirmed that these actually do contain the gold that they claim to contain. Otherwise, obviously, we wouldn't be, you know, promoting them. So you can order these from verifiedgoldbacks.com. Just click this button right here. You see this? Click this to order goldbacks. And as gold prices go up, goldbacks also go up in value right along with gold. So when I first started mentioning goldbacks, they were $3 and something per goldback, and now they're over $7 per goldback. So those of you who already purchased goldbacks, you've probably seen them double in value, if not more, depending on when you purchase them. So those are the two options we have available for you. We have Battalion Metals that you can reach via metalswithmike.com for gold and silver coins that are recognized coins from recognized mints, or goldbacks from verifiedgoldbacks.com that you can allow you to spend gold like cash. So those are the options we have available for you. And just, again, don't take this as financial advice. Check with your own financial advisors. Do your own research. Make your own decisions. But at the end of the day, the people who listen to this and who got gold in the last couple of years or silver, they have seen the value of that just skyrocket in terms of dollar denominations. In fact, gold was only around, well, just under $2,000 in 2022. And now it's about $4,000. So it's doubled in about 3 years, or maybe a little bit over 3 years. That is significant. That is outperforming almost all of the stock market indexes and stock market funds and so on without the risk of stock market loss. Because when you have gold and silver in your hands, then there's no counterparty risk. You have it in your possession. You hold it, you own it, and it can't vanish overnight if a bank fails, or if a currency fails, or if a government fails. Gold and silver will outlast the dollar. They will outlast the United States government. They will outlast the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. Mark my words. Gold's mentioned in the Bible. It's been around since the dawn of human civilization, and it will still be here after this whole system collapses, if it does. So you want real value that maintains that value? Gold and silver is your answer. Again, metalswithmike.com, and use discount code RANGER to have the shipping insurance waived off of your order. So thank you for supporting us, and thank you for supporting yourself so that you'll have some assets when, you know, when this economic storm blows through. It's going to be something interesting, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams of Brighttown.com and naturalnews.com. Take care.